Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P. Today, we're going to be joined with the Fresno State standout strong safety, Stratton Brown. And with that said, Stratton, you were honorable mention in the Mountain West this year, breakout season, led the Bulldogs in tackles with 115. Can you believe your teammates are, you know, doing the spring football thing, and now you're preparing for the National Football League?
I know. It's really crazy to think about. Like, I'm not really playing football right now, but, you know, training is fun. I just want to get back to playing football.
I'm sure. I joke around with the guys that usually at this particular point in the year, because, you know, like we said, you know, your teammates are getting, you know, doing spring ball. Have you had that freaky morning where you woke up thinking you were late for practice yet?
Yes, for sure. Where you wake up, you're just like, I got to be somewhere, but you don't have to be anywhere. You just got to wake up, work out, go to class.
It happens. For you, I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee days, I mean, what are all the positions you've played? And from an early age, were you kind of a little bit better athlete than all the other kids?
Honestly, Little League, I grew up playing lineman up until I was in, like, seventh grade. Then I started playing running back, and I played running back my whole life. In high school, I played, like, a wing back and wing tee. And I played, like, a little bit of corner. And then I didn't start playing safety, Billy, until I got here at Fresno State. I started as a corner, and then I switched to safety.
Wow. That's some crazy transition. I'm curious, leaving high school, I mean, I'm sure other schools were looking at you. Did everybody kind of view you as a DB or a safety, or did other schools maybe look at you as a running back?
I mean, I was super skinny coming out of high school. I was like 160 pounds, like 6'2". So, wow. I mean, everybody's like, yeah, DB, like, obviously you're not going to play running back. And then I only had one offer from SUU as a safety, and then I chose to go to Snow College instead and, like, bet on myself.
Nice. And obviously the rest has worked out for you, and obviously a fabulous career, and obviously the breakout year this past year. For you, I mean, when do you get the idea – that you can kind of take this to the next level? I mean, none of you guys lack in confidence or, you know what you guys can do physically, but you know as well as anybody that, you know, it doesn't work out for everybody. I mean, this shot is, even where you're at, a very limited few even get to go through this particular process. When for you, you know, when did that kind of sink in that, you know what I'm doing on a Saturday afternoon could get me to this Sunday?
Really, junior college. It was like, I knew where I wanted to go, and I was like, if you work hard enough, we can get a shot at it and go from there. Yeah, really, ever since Snow College, I've just been working for it. This is what I've been working for, this situation right now.
And obviously, you've been working hard, man. Once again, Stratton Brown, the standout Fresno State safety, kind enough to join us here on the C2P, kind of sharing us the early stages of what we're kind of evolving to the guy that we talked to today. Again, honorable mention in the Mountain West and one of the top safeties in this upcoming 2017 draft class. I'm curious, I mean, you know, if you're in the film room, you're with some NFL scouts, they're breaking down your tape either in practice or in game day, what do you think they're going to love about you? I mean, what are those characteristics to the safety position or even just the secondary that you bring where you think they're going to be really happy about?
Man, I've got a motor. And I'm nonstop, and I'm always trying to get to the ball. I'm always around the ball, regardless. No matter where the play ends up, I will be around the ball, trying to make a play. Either it's a tackle, I'm going for the strip, or I'm going for the pick. And
I like it.
My tackling numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, phenomenal. I mean, you know, over 100. I mean, that means you're getting the ball. I was reading, you know, the bio stuff. I mean, double-digit tackles, I think, your last six games, 9.6 at average. So you definitely seek and, you know, find the ball. I mean, how much is predicated just on instinct, Stratton, and how much is just kind of maybe helped by film study and just you kind of really paying attention to the, you know, the football IQ of what you need to do at the position?
I mean, it's like 50-50. I watched a ton of film this year just trying to separate myself and put myself to help my team win more football games. Obviously, that didn't happen, but you know, there was a lot of film study, knowing what teams are going to do, like what formations I'm going to get, and how I need to react, and then the motor is what kicked in after that.
And nice. So kind of preparation, and then your own ability, kind of obviously coincide, and kind of and then obviously you evolve into the guy that we're talking to today. We kind of mentioned film study, leadership qualities. Maybe you're a weight room warrior. I mean, what are some of the characteristics that make you special that scouts can't see on, you know, on film? Because we pass this off to the guys we know. They might want to listen in, and, you know, if they're watching tape of you right now, they might not know you as a person and as a young man. I mean, what are some of those characteristics you think that they should know about?
The hardest worker in the room, for sure. I'm not to be arrogant, but I pride myself on my hard work and my drive. So I wouldn't call myself like a weight room warrior throwing up a ton of weight, but I'm going to try my hardest every time. That's for sure.
Nice. Awesome, buddy. You get comparisons, Stratton, anybody? I mean, or is there anybody you look at the next level and say, hey, you know, I kind of see a little bit of myself in what this guy does?
The closest thing would be Earl Thomas, just because he is 100 miles an hour all the time. And how he's always running downhill and just never stops.
Nice. He's a good one, man. He's very special. I'm curious, man, because I see so many variables out there on how tall you are, how much you weigh. What is your height and weight right now?
I am 6'1½", 198 right now. I weighed myself yesterday.
Nice. Cool. And is that your playing weight usually?
Yeah, that's what I played at last year. I'll probably try and get up a little bit more, obviously.
Okay. I'm just curious because, like I said, I mean, some guys fluctuate, and obviously pro days and combine prep training and all those things that come with being in your position. I'm sure, like I said, you've been working out diligently. In terms of pro day and all that stuff, I mean, how'd you feel about everything?
You know, I felt pretty good. I ran a 4.6, so I didn't run what I wanted to run, but I feel like my workouts went well. Yeah, I feel like everything went well besides my 40 time. I was really happy with it.
Yeah, it's such a tricky thing, man. I mean, you know, I mean, it's technique and it is what it is, I guess. It's really not, I think, so, you know, I really don't know how much that really transpires into what you guys do on the field. But, right, I mean, you know, it's crazy. You got 1 year of tape of you just knocking it out of the ballpark. And then, like I said, they kind of, you know, they want to see how, you know, quick you run the straight line. But, hey, that's part of the process. Everybody has to do it. For you, I mean, kind of how you plan on taking the next few weeks, and obviously the draft's right around the corner. I mean, do you have any workouts, anything scheduled, any team visits, quiet right now?
Things are pretty quiet right now. Don't have any team visits or workouts planned or anything like that. I'm just sitting here waiting.
Nice. Is it? And what's it like, man? I mean, not many guys even get to go to this point. I mean, when you wake up, I'm sure you work out. I mean, what's your mindset kind of just going through the days as you kind of build closer to the 27th?
I mean, prove everybody wrong. You're sleeping on me. That's pretty much what I wake up and do every day. Just wake up,
like
just kind of irritated that I'm really underrated like how I am, and get up and go about my day.
Nice, man. I can feel that grinder in you, man. I could feel the grinder in you, that little bit like of a chip. I could feel the little chip in there, man. I like it though. I like it. I like a guy that's hungry. That means you're still after. You're not satisfied, and you can never be satisfied. Man, I can't believe we're almost out of time. The show went so fast. But before we let you go, we always like to have some fun. You ready to take a shot with some lighthearted off the wall stuff?
Yes, sir.
All right. How about nicknames? Take us through that Bulldog locker room. Anybody in that locker room have a kind of off-the-wall nickname, and how'd they get it?
Anybody? Let me see. I mean, my roommate, we call him Sweet Ass Stanley. That's probably the goofiest name.
How'd he get that?
There's one day in the weight room, everybody was making fun of him, and it kind of stuck. And I mean, he's
I love
huge.
It.
He's a big guy. He's like 6'2", 250. Plays linebacker.
Yeah, that's a big guy.
Stab me sometimes.
I like it. That's a good one. I haven't had a good one in a while, so I'm glad you kind of brought that one up. How about for this particular question? I mean, your head coach, does anybody do a great impersonation of him? And if so, would anybody be inclined to do it in front of him?
There is a guy who came to our Halloween party. It was Tim DeRuiter. And he was one of our teammates, roommates. He wasn't even on the team, and he had him down to a T. But I don't think I can get you his number, but it was probably, I started crying.
Awesome. And this particular question, I think you guys enjoy answering above all others. How about female celebrities? If you could take anyone out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to ask to join you for dinner?
Beyonce.
There you go. Just so you know, her name comes up quite a bit, usually more than most. So you're right in line with what a lot of other guys say. And the final one for you, man, it's not so much a crazy question, but it's just kind of what you would want on your spikes. We've been working with Eric Dorsey from Illustrative Creations, and he puts the themes and sprays the ideas that you want on your shoes. If you could have anything sprayed on there, what would you want?
Probably my son's name. About to have a son here in the next couple months.
Cool. You have a name picked out yet?
Stratton Brown Jr.
There you go, man. That's the way you do it, man. Awesome. You know, I think all guys always want a baby. My philosophy on it is you always want them to be healthy. That's a given. We all know that. But I always ask Stratton, if I could buy you a Ferrari, would you want a red Ferrari or you do want a black Ferrari? Because you're stoked you're getting a Ferrari. But if you could pick the color of the Ferrari, it just makes it that much better. So that's my analogy on having babies. But I got a boy and a girl, and truly blessed to have each one. But, hey, man, I hope the same works out for you. Obviously, it's going to be an exciting time. Draft, babies, you got a lot going on, my man. But, hey, we like to stay humble, stay healthy, and bleep best, my man.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Stratton Brown, the standout safety from Fresno State. And, folks, I'm telling you, could you hear it? You could just hear it in that young man's voice that he's got a passion to prove everybody wrong. And those are the guys you do not want to bet against. Like I said, I'm excited. I love when I get excited when he's talking into it. So, again, if you want more Stratton Brown, the Fresno State safety, iTunes, under the Players Platform Show, Blog Talk Radio, you type in his name. And obviously, his bio coming at thecollegetopro.com.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.